Do tits go in the mouth? Is that what happens with tits? Do they...
Angelina Jolie's tits?
In my mouth?
In my
mouth.
So welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
We're a mid-conversation about something else, and then I press record. So welcome, everyone, to Dear Our Whatmo. This is our short-form episode where we put your, the questions you send, your voice messages, we put those front and center so we can listen to all the insightful things you have to tell us, let's say.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off. We'll just get into it.
Let's just do it.
Do you want to tell me how you are, how they are, how you are?
God, I'm still recovering from herpes.
Yeah,
real. By this point, that the when this is released, I'll have been in Berlin. God, I hope that all went well.
Yeah.
Hope that all went well.
To our future self.
Self.
We're actually going to hang out in Berlin. So maybe in like 4 weeks' time or whatever, everyone's going to get an update about us being fisted in an alleyway in Berlin. Great.
Yeah.
So, and I'm fine and there's nothing else to say.
Great. Love it.
Cool.
Let's get into it.
Life's just good. There's nothing to say when life's good. So we've got here, actually, I don't know what this is. Do you want to tee this up? This voice message I'm about to play?
This is from... Okay, so during herpes, I reconnected with friends.
Yeah.
And one of my friends sent this message and it cracks me up every time I hear it. Mm. It doesn't make any sense, but it's a great insight into Texas culture.
Gotcha. So this isn't really from the listeners. This is just from Spencer's life. But you know what? We're here for it.
Okay. I think this messenger is working. So, okay, boys, I need to tell you a story about some good old-fashioned mother-in-law rivalry. And I am lucky enough to have two mothers-in-law. One is my husband's mother, and the other is his stepmother. My husband's stepmom is a very, very sweet, mild-mannered woman named Anne. And my husband's mother is a good old-fashioned South Texas woman. And she goes by PK because those are her initials. And she loves
Patty
a
cakes.
Good 10 to 14 DPs a day.
DPs, double penetration.
And she loves them cigarettes. Oh. So 5 years ago, I was expecting our oldest child. So this is going to be the first grandchild for PK. And Anne had two grandsons already. So PK, just to get ahead of the curve, calls me and my husband one day and is like, now, sugars, there's something I gotta warn y'all about Anne. And we're thinking, like, what? She went 1 mile over the speed limit? PK's like, no, it's just a simple fact. Anne pushes babies down the stairs. Like, no, she doesn't. And she's like, yes, she does. She lets them babies get to that landing and she shoves them right down the stairs. So do with that what you will. But seeing as you're about to have a baby and all, I wouldn't trust it around Anne. And at first I was really confused, but over time the story brought great joy to my life as I learned that Anne did not actually push her other grandson down the stairs. He fell down one step. And then she frantically got a bunch of like karate floor mat pads and lined her whole first floor with them. So there's some good old Texas drama for you. You let me know if you're ever in the mood for more because I got tons of PK stories.
First of all, it sounds like she's in a barrel being chucked over like Niagara Falls. And she's just tumbling.
I was just thinking my face is getting more and more tense. Like every time. I felt like every time it would switch over to that sound.
The barrel sound.
Like the sour face.
Oh, God. Do you know what? I love mothers who are bitter and out for... What's the word? Like they're on a mission to defame someone else because they feel like their position has been taken over.
Well, and there's something that she didn't indicate that Anne is actually much younger,
A lot younger
than PK.
Gotcha.
And PK is very resentful because basically yeah, she's the new grandma. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of creating a new life.
Gotcha.
And he's a very wealthy man.
Gotcha.
With a much younger woman.
Of course.
Who's putting realistic rituals of, like, you know, padding the floor for the baby so it doesn't fall down the step, or, you know, whatever. Mm. But I love the spitefulness of a Southern woman.
Yeah.
Where...
It's very blasé, like, you do with that what you will, but just so you know, she does murder children. It's like,
pretty much, I'm gonna let Anne know
that she's a fat cunt.
Yes, so funny. And, like, I found myself, like, when I first heard this story, it was so fucking funny to me. And I, every time there's a pause in a conversation, I will always fill it with, well, you know, Anne pushed a baby down the stairs. I'm just saying. Anne pushed a baby down the stairs.
I get
Iconic
it.
Iconic phrase.
Because you know what? Phrase. I'm team Anne if she did push a baby down the stairs, because I don't like children.
No.
No.
No, so. No. I guess I should never really let you around my nephews.
No, I'm joking. That's so mean. No. I don't hate children.
No, of course not.
So I have here a question from the listeners. I know that both Joshua and Spencer are into throat play. I'm subscribed to Joshua's Just for Fans. I honestly think it's some of the best throat play porn on the internet. Is there any chance that Spencer will appear in one of Joshua's videos as a fellow dom to trash a hungry sub's throat pussy? Thank you so much for reading out the question if you decided to, and please keep making the show. Love from France.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Lol. I just immediately thought, like, of me going, hi. Yeah. And, like, being the momager role in the background, and it being like off, like, if you've seen the show The Office.
Yeah.
You know that sort of recording style where it's like, then it pans over to me and I'm like, got the hand recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like doing production work in the background and like being the cheerleader.
You'd have to have a really thick Southern accent the whole time.
Yeah, I'd really have to play up this Southern dom.
Dom.
Kind of thing.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. I don't know. Do you want a joke answer or do you want a real answer?
To be honest, if I'm being honest with us and me and you and we.
And we and they.
I would say so fun to support.
Yeah.
So fun to support.
So fun. So fun.
I love it.
So fun.
I love it.
You love
I
it.
I love that my friends have passions.
You love it.
Do I personally need to be part of those passions?
No.
No.
But let me tell you, on a serious note, this has actually got nothing to do with Spencer. I don't make videos with other doms. And it's...
Oh, well, I'm kind of like dom light, I would say.
Mm-hmm. You're dom zero.
Dom.
You're dom zero.
Yeah,
you're dom coke zero. And it's just more that for me, it's like too many chefs spoil the broth. And I think that's really the case. Like often, you know, I have somebody who's like really looking for me to make all the decisions and take direction. If you add another person in the room who's supposed to be also making all the decisions and people take direction from them, it's just, there's so much clash.
Do you not think I take direction well?
No, but I'm not saying about you. I'm just saying for me, like any other dom in the room, it's like I feel like my thing has a very particular style and blah, blah, blah. I'd feel like I would just be adding like another... It's another
Can
variation.
Can you imagine, though, of you trying to do your rituals with me just like backseat driving the entire time? Like, what if you thought
down.
About this angle?
How
have you
how
thought
how
about
down.
This angle of a year? Like just completely driving you crazy.
Exactly. You know, it's one of those things where like the behind the scenes stuff, there's so much stuff going on.
Right.
You know, so, but you never know. You never fucking know. I'm not going to say never because you just don't know.
I'm not going to say never, but let's just say it's not going to be anytime soon.
No. Okay. Well. So I arrived at Spencer's today and he was like, because, you know, my cutie wholesome passion is that I love to write letters. I got a lot of pen pals and that's just like my cute thing to do. And Spencer was like, I've also received a written letter. You're not the only one who's special.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, who wrote you a letter? And he's like, a Jehovah's Witness. And he got a fucking handwritten letter. I feel like we need to take a picture of this and put on our story.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read the first, like, because this thing is fucking long. Like, just for someone you don't know.
They must have had to, like, seek me out. They put my full name, my address on the envelope. Like, it feels almost a little creepy.
Oh my God. And they, oh my God, they live really close to me after seeing their addresses on the back. It's so weird. Okay, so it says this. Hey, jag heter Barnaby. So this person's called Barnaby, which is like, that's fake.
Right, there's no one named Barnaby, no. Sorry.
Och är ett Jehovas vittne här i Stockholm. Jag skriver till dig och dina grannar för att uppmuntra dig till att undersöka Bibeln. So like, hi, my name is Barnaby and I'm a Jehovah's Witness here in Stockholm. I'm writing to you and your neighbors to encourage you to like look into the Bible.
Oh, okay.
And I guess you're just like, bitch, I've done it. Been there.
I want to know what they have to say though.
It does go into, so like Jesus says in Matthew, I'm now just translating.
Yeah.
Jesus says in Matthew 24:7 that there'll come a time that hon ska vända sig mot hon och riken mot rik, jag ska vara svält. Just some fuck, wow, this is some like doomsday shit. Ugh, fucking hell. And it says, you know, that classic phrase that everyone says, this one, men de ödmjuka ska ärva jorden och få njuta av stor frid. So the humble, I guess, is the humble are the ones who are going to inherit the earth.
Yeah. Classic. And enjoy narrative.
Stor frid, the big peace or whatever, the big peaceful times.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if you want to know more about the Bible, send me an email and then
Just send me an email. So yeah. Okay, so they write a hand letter
and you come right back, that's weird. Okay.
And they want me to send an email back.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or you can go to their web place and I'm not even going to say it, but also what's the fun thing is you've got this little piece of paper that has a very sad Asian girl on the front.
Maiden type of Asian.
And it says, who's, and I don't know, I have problems with all this, but it says, who ser du på framtiden? Like, how are you looking sort of at the future, you know? And it's got a very sad looking Asian girl who's looking at, she's got some dirt in her hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, yeah, how do you see the future? And then it's like, will it be better? Will it be worse? Will it be the same? And then inside is like a very happy Asian girl after just reading what the Bible says. Fucking hell. Everyone's so busy. Do we have to deal with this?
Here's the deal, Mama.
Yes, Daddy.
This is nothing that I haven't heard before, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
And
please adding just like epithets in the end of everything you say, Diva. Okay, Chica.
And let me tell you, Turntina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of the evangelism.
Yeah.
It's very invasive and it almost never gets my attention.
It's also very arrogant. And isn't there a thing in Christianity about like being like there's no humility here? Like,
no.
Because they're making the assumption that you don't live your life in the right way. But they also say that only God can judge. But clearly they're making a moral judgment on you.
And they
you.
Also have so much information about me, but also know nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do they listen to the podcast?
Yeah, maybe they looked for me by name on like what's that
hit.se.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if
that's how they found me.
Oh God. But I think as I get older and older and older, this stuff just becomes more and more boring to me.
For sure.
I think there's the lack of being open-minded, because I think that if religion works for you, like that's brilliant. If that makes you feel really happy and you live your life as that, whatever, like great. But I don't feel like any part of it has to be about you telling other people how to live their life. I think that's so fucking arrogant. And that's the side of it. I'm just like, oh, like go away. Just like, yeah, go pray in your church. You have so many spaces where you can be yourself. So like, go do that.
Go pray in your church?
Go pray in your fucking church.
House like, down boots, Diva?
Diva, slay the church down.
Yeah.
Like, go do that. Let me do what I'm doing and you go do what you're doing.
I agree completely. But, But I never thought that I would be getting that letter in Sweden.
Yeah, it's weird. And they live here. Their address is on the back. Like, we could go visit them if you want. Gotcha journalism.
With the cameras and the microphones.
Are you or are you not a big faggot? And that's why you're sending written letters to Spencer Huddle Stamp.
trying to say
is you're a fat cunt. And they were
maiden style shoes. Oh. Yes, I did get a message.
Mm-hmm. Is it a voice message or a written message?
No, it's just a written message.
Just. Do you see how Spencer qualifies that? Because he hit in the hierarchy in Spencer's mind. Voice messages come first. So if you want to get his attention,
yeah,
always. Voice messages.
So the message says, hey, do y'all know how to swim? Y'all don't look like you can swim.
Okay. Is this someone you know?
No, it's a random person.
Well,
do y'all know how to swim?
That somehow is like, that's one of those insults that's so creative. You just want to like let them have it.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn to swim until I was, I'm taking this as a serious question. I didn't learn to swim until I was 17. And I was deathly afraid of water. And I went to a swimming class with my mother when I was 17. God. We went to a swimming class together. And then I learned how to swim and I just had, I think this is maybe like how I am as a person, that I get a new piece of information and I'm like, I'm an expert now, so I'm going to go do it. So when I learned how to swim, I then joined a gay swimming team in London.
Oh my God.
Which was another level. And I was like, oh yeah, actually, I don't really know how to swim. And there was one lesbian in that group who used to really bully me. So I left.
Oh, ouchie.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
Like built like a shit brick house, like this huge Amazonian woman who was like, if you can't keep up, get the fuck out the way.
Whoa.
Like that kind of energy. And I was there in my little speedo. I was like, okay, I guess I'll leave.
Whoa. Okay. The question for me is not, can I swim?
Do I swim?
Do I swim? Yes, I can swim. And I enjoy it if I can see
the pool, water.
Like the water.
Yeah.
So for me, like, you know, in Sweden, we have a big culture of just like jumping into the lake.
Yeah, here they call it bada, which is so different to swimming. It's like you get in and then you're there for like a minute and then you get out. Like that's their idea of interacting with water.
Which I think is refreshing, but I do not like bodies of water that I cannot see in.
But also talking about evangelism, they're so evangelical about getting in fucking water. The amount of Swedish people who are like, let's just get in, it'll be so refreshing. I'm like, honey, it's fucking 10 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in. And they're like, it's so warm.
I mean,
it's warm
I now. Hate it. I don't understand it at all. Like, yes, it's 25 degrees outside here, like roughly 75 degrees.
But that's not warm enough to feel refreshed.
But I'm sorry, the water is still
7.
Got to be less than 7.
Yeah. And when it's only 25 degrees, is like, that's really nice weather. But like the wind is still blowing and like
it's miserable.
I don't need to be cooled off by icy water. Like I'm good. You and I were just at, we were at Vinterviken recently. And that's a place where people love to go and dip and swim and whatnot. And everyone's like, should we get in and dip? And you and I just look at each other like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Many people have said they've never seen me swim.
That's true. But do they need to see you swim?
They need to see me swim?
Have people seen you take a shit? Like, does it need to be public information?
No. Like, no. So I think, like, I love nature.
Do you?
I love looking at water.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go in. Most of the time, it's trucking through mud, and I don't find that comforting. Or there's some sort of fish or nature element or a tick.
Ticks can't, I don't think, can survive in water, but I hear what you're saying.
But they live around it. They have to.
I think this is the most riveting content we've ever done. Our relationship with swimming.
I would say I do like to swim,
mm-hmm.
but I have to see the bottom.
Privet. That's what I'm going to say to that.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I love that jingle so much.
Hi, boys.
Hi. It's very sexual.
Yeah.
So for those who are new to this segment, basically our friend Jisoo, she first came on our podcast, episode 14. She's a really wonderfully inquisitive and strange person. And she always has so many questions. And she's the one that sends in the most questions. So we decided just to give her a fucking segment. And you're along for the ride. So here is Jisoo's question for today.
Do you get aroused by female bodies? Like,
do you wish that the guy that you were dating or having sex with had like big titties?
Classic cheesy question.
I don't. And I know what I like. I know what I'm interested in. Mm. And it doesn't have anything to do with
not women.
Curve or... Mm. I mean, I don't mind, like, of course, like, I'm a big boy. But, like, do I seek after because of certain features? No, I'm like, just if that's your kink, then put on a breastplate.
Yeah, those big but, heaving titties.
Yeah. But, like, did I go to the Beyonce show? Unfortunately, yes. Mm-hmm. But also, did I look at her body and think, holy fuck. Mm. I can see why men love a woman's body. Yes. Like, I think it'd be fun, not in the case that I sexualize it, but I think it'd be fun to have it for myself.
To have big heaving titties. Yes. Big jiggly
like,
titties.
I would love to have that body shape for just a day.
Just experience.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not sexual.
I imagine that you would end up going around, like you'd become like a vigilante type and you would just go around suffocating straight men who are really bad to women with your titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I probably would. I feel like I probably would. That's more me. So I don't really sexualize that body. Mm. I mean, like, for me, a vagina is a no, but I can look at the body holistically and be like, oh my God, that's so gorgeous.
When I heard this question, my immediate thought actually was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm not into, and like, sexually, I'm not into women. Very much into men and always have been. But actually, thinking about it, I mean, I have the same opinion as you. Objectively, I can also see a woman's body and be like, wow, she's objectively beautiful. I don't have any sexual feelings about it, but yeah. I can appreciate it. But then again, when you just said vaginas are a no for you, and I was in my mind first, I was like, yeah, they're a no for me too. Actually, I'm not sure they are. There's a couple of people, trans porn stars that I'm, that okay. someone I'm planning stuff with, and they are female to male trans. And I'm really excited about getting my hands on a vagina.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah. So they actually, and they actually have...
But we're talking about big heaving titties.
Big heaving titties. But they have a very masculine body, but they have a vagina. And that I'm excited about. Or I actually do like it when guys who are like, you know, there's that term himbo.
Yeah.
Which is basically, which is a male bimbo.
And they have those big, heavy asses.
They're big, heavy asses. And they also have like, their chests are so muscular. Like they almost have like tits, you know?
Okay. Right?
Like that. That I'm, and I love when they sort of refer to their own chest as tits. They're like, my big heaving tits.
But then, oh, and like, I love when they kind of like sissify themselves a little bit.
Yeah. But I think for me personally, I like sissification on a extremely masculine body rather than sissification on a very effeminate body. The contrast I like.
Yeah, it's like playful. I mean, I personally love sissification on any type of body. I think it's very fun and very sexy. But I think it's so interesting, like why I wouldn't just consider a woman attractive then. If I like those sort of more feminine, but I guess does femininity equal woman? No.
No. I mean, I think for me, I like remain open-minded. There is a person, a woman, there is a woman who's, she's biologically a woman and she identifies as a woman that I'm convinced that one day we'll have sex. We have a very, there's a very deep sexual energy between us. We've also talked about it. And I feel very open-minded to the idea that it could happen.
But why haven't you?
We live in different countries. So it's hard to
have
like.
Have you always lived in different countries?
Yes. So yeah. I feel open-minded about it, but I don't feel stressed about it. I'm not like, oh, I have to do it to prove something to someone. I'm just like, if it happens, it happens. If it never happens, that's also fine.
Okay.
So yes and no, Chisu.
But this is really interesting, the spectrum of where gender kind of lays into all of this.
And that's the thing. It is so, it's so fluid. And I think also part of me feels like I don't have to explain those things. Like sometimes things don't have to be so deep. Like, why is it hot for me then to, you know, see a man who's like, has an incredibly masculine body, but he's like wearing like a tiny thong and, you know, like why, you know.
No, but I agree. I completely.
And it's so funny. We're in this very weird space where we feel like we have to identify absolutely every single thing because we're like, you know, we're very much entrenched in identity politics. And there's a reason for that. It's because a lot of those people are marginalized and they need space, etc. But at the same time, I'm hoping we'll also at some point in history, whenever the fuck it will happen, we can also move out of it and be like,
we don't have to explain anything because it's just acceptable for you to be into what you're into. I don't really see it happening anytime soon, but yeah.
Damn. That's a good question. I didn't think it would go down that path.
That's a very good question. I thought it was just a very fun question, but actually it's very deep. So yeah. My question to you, Chisu, do you love big, heavy, heaving titties? Yeah, exactly.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
There you have it.
Another one for the books.
Yeah, my mouth is still burning a little bit. So sorry if I've kind of been a little short to the point, but I feel like my mouth is still on fire.
I get it. And also right now, I don't really know if that was 10 minutes or 40, actually.
Oh, no concept. No concept of time.
No. Yeah. Thank you so much for your questions.
And stories and everything.
And asking if we can swim or not. Can you swim? That's the real fucking question.
Yeah.
See you next week, guys.
Bye. Yeah. Hey, do you have a hilarious story you've been dying to share with us?
Or maybe you have a super sexy question you need answered?
We definitely want to hear it.
You can send us messages anonymously through our link tree on Instagram at awatmapod. That's AWATMOPOD. And while you're there, why don't you click that follow button?
Are We About to Make Out is recorded and produced in Stockholm, Sweden. Follow Are We About to Make Out for free wherever you listen to podcasts. If you listen on Spotify, make sure to also click the bell next to the follow button to get notifications for new episodes. And while you're there, hey, why don't you rate us 5 stars?
Our original music is designed and mixed by Gabriel Munter. Executive producers are, of course, us, Joshua Woods, and Spencer Huddleston. And we couldn't do this show without the help of our wonderful production manager, Elle Barron.
We will see you next week for a full episode of Are We About to Make Out? So we'll see you next week.
Hiya! Hiya.